The head of the state's Public Service Commission responded Tuesday to a report state lawmakers received last month. That report says West Virginia regulates public water utilities more than any other state in the country. Lawmakers received the report in October that was paid for by the West Virginia Rural Water Association and other groups that represent local public service districts. The report says overregulation by the West Virginia Public Service Commission is not in the best interest of water customers. But Michael Albert, who serves as the chair of that commission, disagrees.
The approach being advocated by Rural Water and others, in our opinion, does just the opposite. And we believe will inevitably lead to higher rates.
Albert calls public utilities monopolies. He says taking away his agency's power to oversee those monopolies will do the exact opposite of what the study shows. It will leave rate-paying customers without protection from rate hikes.
Public utilities, whether privately owned or publicly owned, are monopolies. We are a surrogate for the competition that is otherwise lacking in their operations.
Water and sewer systems are by far the most expensive utility to provide, Albert says. Therefore, companies don't duplicate the infrastructure, leaving only one provider. Without any oversight from the state, that one provider can set rates at whatever price they like. During October's legislative meeting, Tim Ball, who manages the Morgantown Utility Board, said without the state's oversight, rates in his service district would likely stay the same. But Morgantown is one of the largest water systems in the state, says PSC attorney Richard Hitt, and the story won't be the same for customers across West Virginia.
They're not a very good example of the typical public water and sewer system in the state.
Besides a much larger customer base, Hitt says the Morgantown Utility Board also doesn't struggle with the elevation or access problems many smaller public service districts face. The report also says the PSC does not allow small public service districts to keep a contingency fund to draw from in case of an emergency. Commissioner Albert says utilities are permitted to keep a small fund, but in order to build up more of a savings, so to speak, the ratepayer would have to be charged more.
That's the ratepayer's money. There's no honeypot of money out there that can be set aside for the PSDs. That's the equivalent of asking stressed ratepayers to pony up cash out of their pocket to put into a fund to be reserved for the PSDs.
Albert says what it all comes down to is that without the Public Service Commission, there's little protection for the ratepayer. Their water and sewer prices are being controlled by the utility boards, boards that are made up of appointed members and not elected officials whom the public can hold accountable. The system works, he says, and it has worked for decades. So why change it? Whether the legislature will take up a bill adjusting the authority of the State Public Service Commission next session is unclear. But lawmakers are likely to consider legislation creating a state-controlled emergency savings fund that small PSDs can lean on when they need immediate financial assistance. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.